So the meaning, O most munificent incarnation, you are Krishna himself, appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have assumed the golden color of Srimati Radharani, and you are widely distributing pure love of Krishna. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you. So, this verse, our theme today really is going to be the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because in this verse he's described as Mahavaranyaya, that he is the most munificent and charitably disposed of all of Krishna's appearances. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, some of the last purports that Prabhupada wrote, actually, he talks about this, and I'm just reading here. He says, if we want to go back to Krishna, chaktva dehang punarjanma naiti mong eti sorjana, we need only to understand him and love him. Through love only, we can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore declared, prema pumarato mahan, love of Godhead is the highest achievement for anyone. So this is a very significant statement, that this is the highest achievement for the living being, to achieve love of God. And Lord Chaitanya did something that no other avatar had ever done before. He just gave it away. Handed it out. Distributed it to anyone who was interested, even to those sometimes who were not interested. So he's the most munificent, most generous, most kind. Therefore, sometimes we hear, and this was mentioned many times by Srila Prabhupada in his purports, that the devotee is even more kind than Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as a devotee. That was his contribution, that he appeared to show how a devotee acts so mercifully towards others. So appearing in this form, golden form, which is reminiscent of the form of Srimati Radharani, at least in terms of its color. And he distributed love of God. So in this age, we are fallen, Prabhupada says, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bestow upon us love of Godhead directly. In other places, he says, in this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described as Mahavanyaya, the most munificent of charitable persons, because he gives Krishna so easily that one can attain Krishna simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We should therefore take advantage of the benediction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra we are cleansed of all dirty things, Chaito Dharpana Marjanam, we shall be able to understand very easily that Krishna is the only object of love. Kirtana Deva Krishna Sya Mukta Sangha Parang Brajet. Therefore, one need not undergo severe penances for many thousands of years. One need only to learn how to love Krishna and be always engaged in his service. Sevan Mukhe He Jiva Dhao Shrayam Eva Spuratyada. Then, one can very easily go back home, back to Godhead. By chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra, we gradually develop our eternal relationship with the Supreme Person and thus attain the perfection called Swarup Siddhi. We should take advantage of this benediction and go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Narottam Das Thakur is therefore sung, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as an incarnation to deliver all fallen souls like us and directly bestow upon us love of Godhead. We must take advantage of this great benediction of the great personality of Godhead. So, it's a simple process. Prabhupada has always emphasized this point, that simply by this chanting process, chanting the holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They're all perfection. may be achieved. So, it's such a great gift, it's almost inconceivable. Devotional service on this highest, most excellent platform of lover and beloved, which had never been given by any previous incarnation, or Acharya Prabhupada writes, was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And actually, he goes on to say, therefore, if a logician makes his judgment impartially, so he says, if a logician who's expert in describing everything in a very orderly and logical fashion, he says, if he makes his judgment impartially, he will surely find that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Mahavaranyaya avatar, the most magnanimous incarnation. He is even more magnanimous than Lord Krishna himself. Lord Krishna demanded that one surrender unto him, but he did not distribute love of Godhead as magnanimously as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami offers Lord Chaitanya his respectful obeisances with the words Namo Mahavaranyaya, Krishna Prema Pridayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Kordapishe Namaha. Lord Krishna simply gave the Bhagavad Gita, by which one can understand Lord Krishna as he is. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is also Krishna himself, gave people love of Krishna without discrimination. So an important phrase, without, just means without thinking who is qualified, who is not qualified, without any discrimination, he simply awarded love of God. So therefore we describe him as the most merciful, most munificent. And we have to understand that the devotees who follow in this line are also the most merciful and most munificent, because they have this mood of taking all pains to help others, to distribute love to others. That's the mood of a great devotee. Sometimes we hear that it's presented that a great devotee may be someone who can give very esoteric lectures on rasa tattva or something. But actually, advanced devotee means one who relieves the anxiety of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Haridas Thakur did when he was questioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually feeling anxiety. How will all these yavanas be delivered? I'm feeling quite a lot of anxiety about this. What can be done? And Haridas Thakur immediately began to describe to him in so many ways how they were already delivered by his mercy. And he did it in such a profound way, in such an extraordinary way, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually amazed. And he said, how could he understand all these things? These are my confidential pastimes. Because these great devotees, they understand the intention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore they are in the same mood of taking all kinds of personal risks to see to the happiness of others. So this is the meaning of Vaishnava. And another purport, Prabhupada writes, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wants to point out that nothing could compare to the Lord's mercy towards Maharaj Prataparudra. Some of you know the story. Maharaj Prataparudra really wanted to have the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to strictly observe the principles of sannyas, so he said, no, I can't see some materialistic person, especially what to speak of a king. I'll be criticized. So Maharaj Prataparudra took the dress of a Vaishnava, and then through some means and arrangements by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees, followers, he came and rendered some service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya showered his mercy upon him, taking him as a Vaishnava. So it says there in the wording, Prabhupada says that nothing can compare to the Lord's mercy towards this king. Therefore, he uses the word degha, just see, and Chaitanyera Kripa Mahabhala. How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is also confirmed by Prabodhananda Saraswati. Yat Karunya Kataksha Vaibhavavatam Chaitanya Chandramrita. Even a little of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy serves as a great asset for spiritual advancement. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement must be spread through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these comments, all these quotes and verses that I'm reading, these are all basically Prabhupada's purporting this wonderful verse by Rupa Goswami, talking about the nature of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the nature of the mercy of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we also have this song by Narottam Das Thakur. I'm sorry, by Lochan Das Thakur, who has sung this song, Parama Karuna, Pahudhvijana, Nitai Gora Chandra. The two brothers, Nitai and Gora, are so kind that no one can compare to them. So, we're going to play Prabhupada, and let me just explain a little bit. This tape is not a great recording, but in this particular tape, which I've somehow managed to hold on to for many years, Prabhupada actually teaches the devotees to sing this Parama Karuna. I don't know if the song sheets have been distributed. Yeah. For Parama Karuna, you have it? Are they distributed? But even if they're not distributed, Prabhupada teaches the devotees line by line how to chant this song. And I wanted to make sure you could hear this because I think it's a wonderfully ecstatic presentation, and it's Prabhupada, so you certainly you'll get the full benefit of a great devotees association by just taking part. As he teaches them on the tape, he can teach us also. So at the end, yeah, that's the end. At the end, Prabhupada says, all right, so now you learn it, sing it. So did you all learn it? Okay. Thank you very much. So, Prabhupada writes this about the song by Lochan Das Thakur. I have to get the right equipment here. Hold on. Two sets of glasses. He writes, this is a song by Lochan Das Thakur. Pahu means Lord, and Dvijana means two. Lochan Das Thakur declares that the two lords, Nitai Gaurachandra, Lord Nitai and Lord Chaitanya, are very merciful. Parama Karuna, Sabhavatar Sara Shiromani. Avatar means incarnation and Sabha means all. They are the essence of all incarnations. The specific significance of these incarnations is that prosecuting their way of self-realization is simply joyful. Kevala Anandakanda. For they introduce chanting and dancing. There are many incarnations, like Lord Ram and even Krishna, who taught Bhagavad Gita, which requires knowledge and understanding. But Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda introduced a process that is simply joyful. Simply chant and dance. Therefore, Lochan Das requests everyone, bhajo bhajo bhai Chaitanya Nitai. Everyone, bhajo bhajo bhai Chaitanya Nitai. My dear brother, I request you that you just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm conviction and faith. Don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It will. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. Therefore, one must chant with firm faith and conviction, Vishvasa Kori. But what is the process? The process is Vishaya Choriya Seirase Majhiya. If one wants to be Krishna conscious by this process, one has to give up engagement and sense gratification. That is the only restriction. If one gives up sense gratification, it is sure that he will reach the desired goal. Muke Bolo Hari Hari. One simply has to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, without any motive of sense gratification. Deko Hare Bhai, Tri Bhuvane Nai. Lochan Das Thakur says, my dear brother, you just try and examine this. Within the three worlds, there is no one like Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda because their merciful qualities are so great that they make even birds and beasts cry. What to speak of human beings? Actually, when Lord Chaitanya passed through the forest known as Charikanda, the tigers, elephants, snakes, deer, and all other animals joined him in chanting Hare Krishna. It is so nice that anyone can join. Even the animals can join. What to speak of human beings? Of course, it is not possible for ordinary men to induce animals to chant. But if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could inspire animals to chant, at least we can encourage human beings to adopt this path of Hare Krishna mantra chanting. It is so nice that even the most stone-hearted man will be melted. Pashana means stone. It is so nice that even stone will melt. But Lochan Das Thakur regrets that he is entrapped by sense gratification. He addresses himself, "My dear mind, you are entrapped in this sense gratification process, and you have no attraction for chanting Hare Krishna. Since you have no attraction for the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, what can I say? I can simply think of my misfortune. Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, is punishing me by not allowing me to be attracted, by this movement." So, here we see that Lochan Das Thakur is so much emphasizing the merciful qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and at the same time he's characterizing the jiva's reluctance to fully accept this simple process, even though it's such a simple affair. Just chant, or of course, it always sounds simple. Just chant and give up sense gratification. But as all of us have seen who have been at this for a while, it's not so easy as it sounds. But nevertheless, this is the process, and it is a simple matter. And Prabhupada talks also a great deal about the merciful qualities of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to set the example for how a devotee should sacrifice everything for the benefit, for the pleasure, and for the ultimate happiness of all living beings. So, Prabhupada comments on this very merciful nature of the devotee. There was a lecture going on, the Bhagavad Gita, 3rd chapter, 29th verse, which reads like this. "Bewildered by the modes of material nature, the ignorant fully engage themselves in material activities and become attached. But the wise should not unsettle them, although these duties are inferior due to the performer's lack of knowledge." So actually Krishna here is suggesting, don't bother with these people that are too materially attached. In the purport it says, "Men who are ignorant," so Prabhupada's listening to his own purport here, and it's being read by Tamal Krishna Maharaj. "Men who are ignorant cannot appreciate activities in Krishna consciousness, and therefore Lord Krishna advises us not to disturb them and simply waste valuable time. But the devotees of the Lord are more kind than the Lord because they understand the purpose of the Lord. Consequently, they undertake all kinds of risks, even to the point of approaching ignorant men to try and engage them in acts of Krishna consciousness which are absolutely necessary for the human being." So then Prabhupada at that point cuts in and he says, yes. You know, sometimes, I don't know if you've listened to many tapes, but a lot of times when the devotees are reading things from Prabhupada's books, he gets so inspired, even though he wrote the purports. I remember once in Dallas, Prabhupada was hearing the Krishna book about the kidnapping of Rukmini. And at the point where Krishna swoops in and grabs her and puts her on the chariot and drives away, Prabhupada suddenly got really excited and his eyes got very big. He said, yes! He said, and not that she was like a weak woman, she was a Kshatriya princess. She said, she was driving the chariot! You know, it was like he was holding the reins. So I remember at the time being a little bewildered because I thought, well, I don't remember that being in the Krishna book. And I went and looked it up, and it wasn't in the Krishna book. This was like a revelation on the spot. And Prabhupada's, he used to say his purports are his personal ecstasy. So here he's purporting this verse. So here he says, yes, Krishna said that devotees, you should not disturb them, means the devotee should not go disturb these people. But devotees are so kind that they are taking all risk, just like Nityananda Prabhu took all risk. Lord Jesus Christ took all risk. Therefore, a devotee is more kind than God. A devotee is more merciful than God himself. We should always remember this. And therefore, Krishna says, Mad Bhakta Puja Yadika. Anyone who worships my devotee he worships more than what he can do for me. It means it's even better worship than if he worships me directly. That means he appreciates the worship of his devotee more than he appreciates worship to himself. So actually, devotees are so kind. Krishna says, those who are absorbed too much in material consciousness, don't disturb them. This is what Krishna says. Don't disturb them. But devotees take the risks, even at the cost of life. Therefore, devotee is so dear to Krishna. That will be explained in the 18th chapter. The person who takes all risks for preaching God consciousness, nobody is dearer than him in the human society. Krishna says like that. So that was Prabhupada's. And he amplifies this theme. He says, in another purport, he says, this is a Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter lecture, he says that Krishna didn't like to speak to the demons. He's kind of developing this theme that Krishna didn't much like speaking to demonic persons. Usually he just, you know, as you know, in his pastimes, he didn't talk too much to them, he just usually killed them. So, but it says, but the devotees, he says, one who speaks this confidential knowledge amongst the bhaktas, he recommends the bhaktas. But the devotees, they are so merciful, they go to the abhakta, transgressing the order of Krishna, because they are so merciful. I mean, they actually go against Krishna's instruction. So not that this is to be recommended. I'm not recommending that you think, well, I'll become an advanced devotee by not following the Bhagavad Gita. But the point is that even though Krishna has said, don't bother with such people, it says the devotee is so merciful. It says they go to the abhakta, transgressing the order of Krishna. All right. He said, this is the mentality. All right, Krishna has rejected them. Let me try. Let me try. This is the position of a bhakta. They are not only unenvious to God, but they are also unenvious to those who are envious. So, again, one may think, well, what's this got to do with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Well, the devotees represent the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They exemplify the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as the greatest devotee. He traveled all over South India preaching. He didn't just sit down somewhere and chant. Says, he goes on to say on this same theme, he says, but still the devotees, they take the risk that, all right, let me try to convince this person that take to Krishna consciousness. Even though Krishna says don't try because they will not be able to understand, still they try. That is a devotee. Therefore, devotee is more merciful than Krishna. Devotee is more merciful. Even there is no hope to understand, still he goes door to door. Please, take to Krishna consciousness. Please take to Krishna and you'll be happy. Actually, it's described in Nityananda Prabhu. He used to fall at people's feet and beg them to chant. So just imagine such an exalted personality throwing himself at the feet of various people and begging them to take up this process. So he says, please take to Krishna consciousness. Please take to Krishna and you'll be happy. It is not always, just like you are trying to spread Krishna consciousness with so much endeavor. So these pastimes of mercy, they don't just apply to the acharyas and the disciplic succession and the ancient sages. This refers to the devotees who are now spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. I don't think I need to name all the names, but there are so many personalities who've dedicated their whole lives to spreading Krishna consciousness. They don't have any other agenda. So those who criticize them, they're placing themselves in a very dangerous position. And I'll read a purport towards the end of this, where Prabhupada actually says that anyone who is sincerely trying to execute the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread this chanting is to be considered a liberated soul. So if you go around criticizing liberated souls, you're placing yourselves in a dangerous position. Not that I think any of you are doing that, but I'm just saying that we always have to be very careful. Vaishnavas are not ordinary persons, especially those Vaishnavas who have fully dedicated their lives, as it says in the verse, to the propagation of the holy names of the Lord. So it says here, you're trying to, he's addressing his disciples, you're trying to spread Krishna consciousness with so much endeavor. It's not that 10% people of the world will take. That is not possible. Erupe Brahmanda Brahmite Guna Bhagyavan Jeev. Only the fortunate persons will be able to take it. So we should not be disappointed that nobody, majority of people, do not take this. What is the use of? Let me sit down in Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna mantra. No. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also did it. He never sat down tightly in Vrindavan. He also did it. He traveled all over India and took so much trouble. So preaching is very important, and you should engage. That will help you. Every one of you should be pure in your activities and try to preach Krishna consciousness as far as possible. If you remain pure, then your preaching will be successful and you'll get encouragement. That is the instruction of all Vaishnavas. So this very merciful nature of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the very merciful nature of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is something extremely profound and wonderful. We have the incidents, the history of Vasudev Dutta Thakur, who actually prayed for the deliverance of all fallen souls. So I had heard some discussion recently that someone was speculating that, well, he prayed for the deliverance of all fallen souls, but that doesn't necessarily mean they went back to Godhead. But actually, in Prabhupada's purports about this incident, he says that's exactly what he prayed for, and that's exactly what was delivered. That all of these persons were... He said he contrasts this with the activities of Christ, and he says that he forgave his followers their sins, but they always had the opportunity to sin again. Well, Vasudeva Dutta Thakur took that into consideration, that if they're just simply forgiven for their sins, they may start to sin again. So he prayed to Lord Chaitanya that you take them all back to Godhead, and I'll stay here and suffer whatever needs to be suffered on their behalf. And he was 100% sincere. And actually, when Lord Chaitanya heard this, he became emotional. But he, of course, immediately granted his request. So this is the mercy. This is the nature of Vaishnava. That he's prepared to undergo all kinds of difficulty, personal difficulty, for the benefit of others. So this may seem to be such a high standard that it's unimaginable for most of us. But the idea is at least to, you know, you have to begin somewhere. So, you know, we can exhibit those merciful activities in the within the Krishna consciousness movement in a variety of ways, just trying to reach out to whoever we can, and in whatever, according to our capacity, just like Hanuman was serving according to his capacity with the huge peaks of mountains to build a bridge across to Lanka. And some of us may be more like the spider who's kicking a few grains of sand in the ocean. But according to our capacity, we have to try to follow this this mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, paradhukadhuki, that someone, a Vaishnava is always described as paradhukadhuki. He's aggrieved by the sufferings of others. Paradhukadhuki. Prabhupada used to say this often. Now, Vasudev Dutta Thakur, some of you may know, he was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said he was an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. And here's some of the things, here's what he said about him. He was so affectionate. Now, Vasudev Dutta was the brother of Mukunda Dutta, the great singer. And he said about Vasudeva Dutta, he said, I am only Vasudev Dutta's man. My body is only meant to please Vasudev Dutta. And he can sell me anywhere. Thrice he vowed that this was a fact and that no one should disbelieve these statements. All my dear devotees, he said, I tell you the truth. My body is especially meant for Vasudev Dutta. So he loved Vasudev Dutta so much. Now there's a little... the actual verse that Vasudev Dutta Thakur had uttered was, my dear Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased material life. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur provides some elaborate commentary that Prabhupada cites. And he also says, Srila Vasudeva Dutta wanted to completely relieve the conditioned souls from material existence so that they would no longer have an opportunity to commit sinful acts. There's a significant difference between Srila Vasudev Dutta and Lord Jesus Christ. It is a great offense to receive pardon for sins and then commit the same sins again. Such an offense is more dangerous than the sinful activity itself. Vasudev Dutta was so liberal that he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to transfer all offensive activity upon him so that the conditioned souls would be purified and go back home, back to Godhead. This prayer was certainly without duplicity. And about him, finally, he says, he was the most exalted personality to ever show mercy to the conditioned souls. This is not an exaggeration of his transcendental qualities. Now, here's what he said again. The most exalted personality to ever show mercy to the conditioned souls. Pretty astounding statement. And then he goes on to reassure us this is not an exaggeration. It is perfectly true. Actually, there cannot be any comparison to Vasudev Dutta. As a perfect Vaishnava, he was paradukaduki, very much aggrieved to see others suffer. The entire world is purified simply by the appearance of such a great devotee. So we have... I don't know if this is a speculation, so I'm just announcing it in advance. This is a total speculation, but Prabhupada used to cite Prahlad Maharaj almost constantly, especially in his early preaching. He was always referring to this mood of trying to relieve the anxiety of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, trying to relieve the suffering of conditioned souls. So we don't know. I don't know exactly what Prabhupada's relationship with Prahlad Maharaj is. I'm going to not speculate too far, but he certainly was in exactly in that mood. We see how Prabhupada dedicated his whole life without any pinch of personal consideration. He dedicated himself fully to delivering people from this material existence. And it says the entire world is purified simply by the appearance of such a great devotee. And then here's this statement that I mentioned earlier. One who executes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission must be considered eternally liberated. He is a transcendental person and does not belong to this material world. Such a devotee engaging in the deliverance of the total population is as magnanimous as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So these great Vaishnavas who are executing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, the Prabhupada says, must be considered eternally liberated. So these exalted personalities are so great, and they are considered to be liberated persons, simply engaged 100% in attempting to deliver the conditioned souls. It says, such a personality factually represents Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because his heart is always filled with compassion for all conditioned souls. So the reason that I'm extolling the glories of some of these devotees, I know it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day, but the idea is that he's appeared as a devotee, and those who followed him have also followed exactly in that line of thinking, that line of activity. I want to read a couple of statements. One is by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and one is by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And this is about the nature of a Vaishnava who's trying to execute the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, not only predicting what would happen in the future, but praying for it. So here we hear Bhaktivinoda entreating the Lord and praying for this future which he can see is going to unfold. He says, Lord Chaitanya did not advent himself to liberate only a few men in India. Rather, his main objective was to emancipate all living entities of all countries throughout the entire universe and preach the eternal religion. There is no doubt that this unquestionable order will come to pass. Very soon, the unparalleled path of Harinam Sankirtan will be propagated all over the world. Oh, for that day when the fortunate English, French, Russian, German, and American people will take up banners, mridangas, and kartals and raise kirtan through their streets and towns. When will that day come? That day will witness the holy transcendental ecstasy of the Vaishnav Dharma to be the only Dharma, and all sects and religions will flow like rivers into the ocean of Vaishnav Dharma. When will that day come? So that's Bhaktivinoda Thakur, seeing the future and wishing it to come soon. Here's a statement by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I wish that every selfless, tender-hearted person of the Gaudiya Math will be prepared to shed 200 gallons of blood for the nourishment of the spiritual corpus of every individual of this world. So Bhaktisiddhanta, he's very poetic, sometimes dramatic in the way he would present things. He said that he should be prepared to shed blood. And Prabhupada often made a number of comments saying that we actually shed blood trying to make devotees. And so they should be taken care of very nicely in the Krishna consciousness movement so they won't become discouraged and want to leave. So if with great difficulty someone becomes a devotee, we should always try to care for that person as though they were the most valuable item, which they are. We don't know who we're dealing with, actually. So we should always be careful. And Prabhupada, exactly in the same mood as his spiritual master, he says, we are making them Bhagyavan. We are giving them service. How to become Bhagyavan? We are spending our blood, gallons of blood, to make them Bhagyavan. This is the sacrifice of the devotees. Just like you are poor. Somebody, a rich man, comes. All right, take $1 million from me. You get immediately rich. So it is by the devotee's sacrifice that they are becoming. Just like Vasudev Dutta, he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my Lord, you have come. Take away all these people, unfortunate people, back to home, back to Godhead. If you think they are so inglorious, they cannot be taken, then give all their sins to me. I shall suffer. You take them. That is Vaishnava. They are sacrificing everything for these unfortunate rascals. Therefore, they are becoming very, very dear to Krishna. Krishna says, Nacha tasman manushesu, those who are sacrificing everything for making these rascals fortunate, they become immediately very, very dear to Krishna. So then back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just see, he was living, he was a beautiful personality, good looking, brilliant, all opulences. He had a mother completely devoted to him, a wife who was ready to fulfill his every desire and wish. He had friends who were ready to lay down their lives for him. He had everything. You know, sometimes you know they have that expression, he had it all. Well, he actually had it all. He actually had it all. And why did he give it all up? If he had it all, why should he give it up? Because he's appearing as a devotee of Krishna. And he's showing by practical example that even though he had everything, and even though he was so young, still he was prepared to give up everything, to dedicate himself to the welfare of all living beings. And the devotees that follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are following in that same line. That's the meaning of his appearance, that he's showing how to be a Vaishnava. So the Vaishnavas that understand, they behave exactly in that same line. And he makes so many merciful arrangements. Lord Chaitanya, he sent these great devotees like Haridas Thakur, Swarup Damodar, the Goswamis. Then in later years, personalities like Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinod, Srila Prabhupada. And even now in this Krishna consciousness movement, we have many great personalities who have giving their all to spread this Krishna consciousness. So this is an ongoing process. And all of them are very dear to Krishna. So he goes on to say, and this is says, my Lord wants this rascal to go back home, back to Godhead. So let me try my best. He knows the mind of the Master. Otherwise, why the Master comes and canvasses? Sarvadharman puritya jamame kang sharanang praja. He has no business. He wants that. These rascals are suffering in this material condition. They are my part and parcel. My sons, let me try. And the devotee understands that my Lord wants it, so let me do it on his behalf. Therefore, a devotee is so dear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, actually there is an interesting, I'm almost finished. There's an interesting section in the Chaitanya Bhagavat where when Jagai and Madhav were delivered, and the Yamaraj, I don't know if you know this, he has 14 scribes headed by a personality called Chitragupta. 14 scribes that write down all the things that people do. So they were feeling very frustrated because they were trying to record all of the sinful activities of Juggai and Madhai, and they couldn't keep up with it. So they were expressing some frustration. But then Lord Chaitanya came and Lord Nityananda, and they removed all their sinful reactions. So all that writing had gone for naught. But when Yamaraj heard about this, he became so overwhelmed with ecstasy that he fainted away. Then he got up and began to dance like a madman. And then all the other demigods came and said Lord Shiva was dancing naked, and all these demigods went into ecstasy to see the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. That even though their sinful reactions, their sinful activities were unlimited, that they couldn't even, they were books and books filled with their sinful activities, apparently. Still, Lord Chaitanya immediately eradicated all those sinful reactions and delivered them. So this is the nature of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. He appears, he took sannyas to show by personal example. He provided the great personality, Nityananda Prabhu, to go everywhere throughout Bengal and all of his different devotees throughout India, like Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, to help deliver people, to deliver the science of Krishna consciousness. He delivered the most fallen during the Mahaprakash. He fulfilled everyone's desires who wanted to see particular forms of the Lord. He left us with the holy name of the Lord simply by chanting this Maha Mantra. Everyone has a chance to go back home to revive his original Swarup Siddhi, his original form and relationship with the Lord, and go back to Godhead. And he inaugurated this Sankirtan movement, which is still continuing to this day. So, and this mercy is still being distributed by all these great Vaishnavas that take part in this wonderful mission, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So we should try to appreciate what we've got. We have wonderful devotees who are showing the way, and we have an amazing history and fantastic books of knowledge. So in one sense, we really do have it all. We just have to try to appreciate it and practice it.